This is the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills.
This is brilliant on this side of the desk because you sit on that side and myself, Laura and Louis on this side. Louis just found out that X Factor has a website.
Yeah.
And he's quite impressed with it.
It looks really good. I genuinely have never been on it before.
Most things have a website these days.
I don't have a computer.
Do you not?
No.
That surprises me.
I've got a phone. When you've got a phone, you know, you don't need a computer. You just ring people up and talk to them.
Also, when you text me sometimes, could you stop doing it in capitals? Because it's shouting, that is, Louis.
Is it shouting?
That's shouting.
It's just so you can read it, because I heard you hadn't got good eyes.
Yeah, they are going. Yeah. Okay. And also, the last time you texted me, you said you were in some hotel in Miami, as you do.
Yeah.
And you were having, like, a day off. You were on holiday.
Well, I was on holidays, yeah.
And then, who walks in to the same hotel?
Simon. Carol.
And
Randy.
Yep.
And Ryan.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
They were doing idol auditions.
That's nice.
And we had good fun. Yeah, listen, we actually had good fun. I went out with them.
Okay.
And Randy did a set at you know the way DJs do sets in nightclubs?
Yeah.
And he did one of those. And it was good fun.
Okay. Don't you see them enough, Louis?
What?
Don't you see them enough? You're on your holidays.
I see Randy and Ryan, which they're really nice.
Okay. Cool. We're on our own now. Mel C's gone. That wasn't uncomfortable at all.
You know what? She's a really likable girl. She really is. There's nothing not to like about Mel
C. No, she's lovely,
She's a very, very nice girl.
You quite like her now.
I do. I like her as a person. Yeah, I really do.
Should we bring in Will Young now?
No, listen, come on. Listen, they're just my opinions about the music, Lee. You know, I'm not getting into them. But, you know, Mel is very likable.
Yeah.
I really like her as a person.
Don't be going to say anything different now.
She's a very nice girl. You know, she is. No, listen, I just wasn't excited about the reunion of the Spice Girls. That's all.
Were you?
But they've done amazingly well. I mean, the business is fantastic.
Absolutely. A lot of people on the text are a little bit disappointed that there's no Hoover trick from you today, Louis, because if you want to be the best guest, it takes more than just bringing
you
in your book these days. I'll do it on the last show tomorrow.
Will you?
No, of course I won't.
No, I'm sure we can edit that slightly to play back tomorrow. Henry's smiling at you, Louis. Henry's still there waiting.
Who?
Henry the Hoover.
Henry the Hoover. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
McFly did it.
They do anything. Come on, they're desperate.
Desperate.
You see? McFly, you know.
What?
I didn't know they were still going.
Yeah, they're...
You know?
He can't help himself.
Are they plugging the guitars in now? Because I see them jumping around with guitars and they were never plugged in.
No, they can play, Louis.
Really?
Yeah. They're quite good.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, honestly.
I always got McFly and Busted mixed up. I'm sorry.
No, Busted have split up.
They're always the same to me.
And McFly are still... They're still going, yeah. Definitely. We had them in last week. They do like to get naked a lot, though, don't they? They're
really?
Always... Yeah, a lot. We said, can you do the Hoover trick? And they were like, yeah, no problem at all.
Where's Laura's boyfriend, by the way? Is he on the way?
I don't know, Louis, but at 10 o'clock...
It's not looking good, is it?
It's not.
Are you single?
Yeah. Ish. Yeah. I am, yeah.
Okay. Would you consider
you?
Asking?
No, because what's happened?
You're good fun, because you're actually good fun. You're good personality.
Tell her.
Good personality.
Oh, Louis, that's probably one of the worst things you could say.
You're good fun.
Right. Oh, Louis.
That's it.
What?
What did you say to me?
Never say to a girl you've got good personality.
Yeah?
What were you saying to me before about that girl?
You remind me of the girl that Sharon has picked on X Factor.
Which
one?
The pub.
Yeah.
The blonde one.
The girl with a good personality.
Right. Remind me of who that was again, because I don't remember her.
She's great fun.
She's really annoying and over the top.
Right.
Blonde, but funny.
Dirty fingernails.
No! Good voice. She's in Sharon's final three.
She's
so
annoying.
She must be good.
What's her name, do you know?
She's different.
She's annoying.
No, but you know it's good.
You're saying I'm annoying.
No. I'm just saying.
Are you saying Laura's annoying on her birthday?
Laura's good fun.
Yeah, she is good fun. You can always have a good time.
Never a dull moment around
that's
the house,
right.
Laura.
Now
it's a compliment.
Can I ask, Louis? Are you wearing the X Factor perfume today?
No. I haven't even seen it.
No.
But I hear it's coming out.
Yeah. Now I can understand them doing books. Yeah, X Factor. I can understand them, you know, doing
DVDs
games,
tours, the odd tour.
I can understand
the odd hit record.
I can understand all of that. Perfume?
I don't get it either.
What's that about?
I don't get it.
Why would you want to smell like any of those people?
You mean the contestants?
Yeah.
Or the judges?
Presumably it smells of a hybrid of the contestants.
Well, Simon and Danny and Sharon always smell well.
Well, do they wear it?
Yeah. Oh, but I know nothing about the perfume, Scott. I honestly know nothing about
it. We're trying to find it at the moment, but we've been sent quite a few perfumes. I've got the Callum Best one, if you'd like to try that.
Who?
Is that Callum Best? Do you know him?
Where's that one?
Right, have a sniff of that one. That is quite something else.
There you go, have a sniff of camera.
Really?
Have a little spray, Louis, go on.
It doesn't smell of alcohol?
No, no. It's nice.
It's not bad.
Yeah, spray it on, go on.
Not bad.
It's all right.
It's not bad.
Okay, tell me that in 5 minutes.
Why?
No, no, it's nothing.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Scott, I'm sitting beside Philip from X Factor 2. Two series ago. Does Louis remember him?
Yeah, the guy from Northern Ireland.
Yeah, he's about.
He wanted to be Shaken Stevens.
Yeah,
and I wanted him to be Cliff Richard.
That's it. He's about to go into his second year geography global warming lecture.
Yeah.
So good morning to you.
What a choice.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. Now Cliff's had 100 hits.
Can we?
Shaky had a few.
Yeah, he did well. Ish.
Can we talk about some of the decisions of Dani last week? We thought she made some quite weird choices to who she put through.
Well, she's your friend. You had her on the radio. You were very nice to her.
No, we were nice to her, but I just thought after watching the show, it was a bit weird that there were people you were definitely sure were through, and then she was like, "No, I'm sorry, you're going home."
Yeah, well, two of her guys are very good. I like two of them.
What's that Ridian all about?
Ridian Roberts.
He's got hair like spaghetti.
He's a good singer, though. He is a good singer.
He's not...
Not the most likable person in the world.
No.
But she did pick him.
Yeah.
You know, it was her choice.
That was a bit strange.
I think Andy is very good in her category. I think Andy is a really good choice. And then the little Scottish guy is Leon?
Yeah.
Leon's good too. But I like two of the other guys. I like the little guy from... Was it from Birmingham? The little black guy?
Yeah.
He was very good.
He should definitely go.
I thought he was very good. I would have put him through.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
We were talking on the show the other day about the names of the groups. It just gets me every time.
Yeah.
We are same difference.
Yeah.
It's just a little
like
bit.
Like H and Claire. I mean, we didn't want the first H and Claire. Who wants the second one? You know? Seriously. Nobody.
It's just the names.
Why did he pick them?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
What other names do we come up with? We are Double Vision.
Yeah.
We are.
Future proof. Be careful how you say this. Yeah. It's future proof.
Future proof.
They are a good band, and you know that was my idea. But they're now in Simon's category, and he's claiming it. And the girl band Hope, they're good.
Yeah.
No, they are.
Ghost with two T's.
I would have put them through.
Yeah. Just because there's two T's in Ghost.
No, I would have put. But they were very good. They were great singers.
Yeah, they were good. Now, when does the studio stuff start?
The live show starts, Scott, Saturday week.
Okay.
We've got some great guests lined up.
Right.
We have J-Lo, Mariah.
Who's on the first one?
Leona's on the first show because she's got a great new record out. That's going to be number one.
Yeah, that is good.
It's a really, really good
song. We've been playing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really good.
So, Leona's on the first one.
Leona, Celine Dion.
Oh, God.
Celine Dion.
Why?
Because she's a great singer. I'm a fan of Celine.
Oh, God.
I would go and see Celine anywhere. She's on Mariah, J-Lo, Shane Ward. No, really good guess.
Michael Jackson?
I heard he was Michael Jackson. I don't know. Is it the white Michael Jackson or the black Michael Jackson?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Just one of them would be good.
Yeah, it would be fantastic.
Which one's Celine Dion on?
She's on the 27th.
Right. Okay. Oh, no, that's the one I'm coming on.
Yeah.
I'm going on
the
extra
team facts. Every week. There's a team on every week. Listen,
it's like I'm on Celine Dion week.
Yeah. 12 million people watching you.
I know. No, it's fine.
They're not all watching Strictly Dancing, you know.
I might that week if it's you.
No, you won't. You should watch it this week because X Factor's not on and Westlife are the special guests on it.
All right. Okay. Right. Louis Walsh is with us.
And he's got a new book out.
which we should probably talk about in a minute, maybe. Which we haven't so far.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
The Chris Moyle Show. Scott Mills, because Chris is on holiday.
Tell you what, weekends are about to change on Radio 1. It's all good. Let me just run you through Sunday, what's happening every Sunday from now on. You will get Switch on Radio 1 with Fern and Reggie presenting the UK's official chart show. 4 o'clock every Sunday, they will tell you who's number one first. Your friend Fern off the Extra Factor's on.
Yeah, I know that, Joe.
Yeah, she's good.
Like
very good on that show, I think.
Yeah, she's very good.
And she's doing the chart show with Reggie 4 o'clock on Sunday. Then Annie Mack with just 3 hours of gossip and TV, celebrities, loads of stuff she's found on the web. 7 o'clock every night on radio, every Sunday night on Radio 1, 7 till 10. And then Kelly Osbourne joins us for Radio 1 Surgery.
I told you that before, didn't I?
Yes, you did tell that a long time ago.
Before anybody knew, And you know, I went to see her in Chicago. She's really, really good.
Yeah.
She's like a young Liza Minnelli.
She's so really good.
And she's only 22.
I think she'll be good on the surgery as well.
What do you mean?
Well, she gives advice on people's problems, Louis.
Okay, but listen, I like her and I love her mother. I like her father too. They're great
good.
Fun.
That's good then.
Her brother? Her brother?
Yeah. Jack. I don't see Jack that much, but I'm in touch with Sharon all the time.
So Kelly Osbourne on Radio 1 Surgery. That's what Sunday looks like from this Sunday. Make sure you have a listen. It's 9:42. Right, this is probably where you talk about your book, Louis.
Yeah, I have a book out, Scott. And it's called Louis Walsh's Fast Track to Fame. Well, and it's a very good book.
Right, and you
lots
give...
Lots of pictures in it.
There are a lot of
everything
pictures.
Everything you want to know, if you want to be famous, all about the music business. It's the book I'd like to have read, like, when I was starting off maybe 25 years ago.
Well, did you want everything to be a pop star?
No. I just wanted to work in the music business. So, I wanted to be maybe a DJ or something. I just wanted to work in the business.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want a real job.
Right.
You know, real jobs are boring.
Yeah. I can't imagine you doing a real job.
No. Are you?
No.
Don't forget. But anyway, I'm doing a signing today in a place called Bluewater.
Yeah, that's a big shopping complex.
I hope there's somebody there, because Chris Moyles has a book out as well, and so is Sharon, you know? So I need to sell a few books.
Right, so you're hoping that this is a desperate attempt for people to turn up at Bluewater today.
Bluewater today, and I'll sign the book. I'll do whatever you want. I'll sing. Sing, dance.
Do you
want
to take Henry with you?
To do the Hoover trick at Bluewater?
No. I can't do the Hoover. No, it won't fit.
And take it to Bluewater.
Switch it on, and then off you go. Seriously, you can take that one with you. We've got loads.
No, for a nil fisk.
Louis, people will turn up if you do the Hoover trick at Bluewater.
Oh, maybe. Okay, well then.
Yeah.
Whatever sells the book.
Now,
it is a good book.
Before you go, you must have some gossip for me, because I've got to edit the goss in the Daily Star today.
Ask me, you know.
Who do we most want to know about at the moment?
Who?
Kylie?
Oh, she got a new record out, yeah. You know?
Yeah, we know that.
And I saw her dressed up as Marilyn Monroe, you know?
Yeah, that's old news, though, Luke.
And, you know, I always said she wasn't the best singer in the world, and she's not, but she is a perfect kind of pop princess. You know? When I think of great singers, I always think of Whitney, and I think of Mariah and people like that, Celine, you know? But, you know, I never put Kylie in there, you know? But she is a pop princess, her and Britney.
Is she going to be doing X Factor?
Kylie, I hear she is. I hear she's on the list, as special guest. I think she'd be great on the show.
Right. So that's a yes. She is going to
I think
to
she is, yeah. I think she is. I'm not sure.
Okay, I can put
what
that
about
in.
Britney? What's the latest on Britney?
Britney, I think she's doing okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think she's fine.
You know, it would be great to see her have a comeback and have a career. It really would.
What did you think about that MTV performance she did?
I just thought it was okay. There was a lack of energy in
it. You didn't think it was terrible?
I didn't think it was terrible. Well, Brian Friedman choreographed the whole thing, you know? Brian Friedman, who used to be on X Factor.
Oh, the one that you replaced.
Yeah. So he choreographed the whole thing. But yeah, listen, I'd love to see her come back. All she needs is a great, great song, you know?
Right.
Didn't she just walk about in that
she
performance?
Did.
Which bit did he choreograph?
All the dancers.
Oh,
all
right,
the male
okay.
dancers.
Oh,
right.
Well, maybe he should have started with her. Would have been good.
Yeah, but maybe he didn't show up for the rehearsal. It looked like she didn't show up, you know.
Who else do we want to know about, Chopper? I've got to fill this page today.
Chris Moyles. What's he doing?
Tell us about Danny. What can you tell us about Danny?
Yeah.
Danny Minogue?
Yeah.
She is so good looking.
Right, okay.
She really is good looking. I know
Louis,
you fancy
right,
her.
Okay, yeah. I've got to put this in a newspaper tomorrow.
She's got great eyes.
Danny Minogue is good looking.
She's got great eyes.
That's not going to sell any.
Oh, she's Kylie's sister.
She did I could give you this. She did like chocolate hobnobs because we had that discussion.
Right,
I bought her very first album ever, you know?
Louis, who's she snogging at the moment?
Simon Cowell.
No, they're not, though, are they?
No, but listen, let's start the rumour.
Danny Minogue.
Let's start the rumour,
Danny is snogging
Simon Cowell. C-O-W-E-L-L.
Right, I'm writing this down.
He's writing it all down.
Okay. Anybody else?
I bought her first album all those years ago. I remember Jump to the Beat and all that.
You bought it?
Yeah. I think she's a very good singer. I think she's made the right records, you know?
Right. And you obviously tell that to her face.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm live to the nation. Aren't there people listening to this station, yeah?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But I know, she's likeable.
Okay. Who else do we want to know about? I've got to fill this paper today.
I'm not doing
I like the Sugar Babes record. I think it's very good. They always make good records. Okay. I think it's a very good pop record.
Okay, good. Louis Sugar Babes are good.
Three girls. Change around a lot. Not the original lineup, but still great record.
Okay. And what's Sharon up to at the moment?
Sharon's in Los Angeles. She's coming back next week. She had her birthday this week.
Okay. Sharon's birthday.
54. Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Married to Ozzy.
Do you not get the feeling at the moment that this is all slightly old news?
Old.
Do you not think that... obvious.
Yeah. I was hoping for more, Louis, to be honest.
Well, Chris Miles, where is he? Well, he's in Bristol doing a signing today.
Yeah. So how do you know that?
I know.
How do you... Has Vera been on again?
No. Vera's probably listening. Vera, I've got a book out too. Help me.
All right, Louis, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Have fun with Henry the Hoover at Blue Water.
And where is the boyfriend of Laura?
Okay, there's... if you weren't listening earlier, there was a problem. It's Laura's birthday today. She has given him the catalogue number from the Argos catalogue of the ring, the engagement ring that she wants, and we gave James the ultimatum of... before 10 o'clock this morning, coming in and giving said engagement ring to Laura as a birthday present. Otherwise, he's off. And Laura is now going to read out the text she's just got from James.
It says, happy birthday, baby. Was just texting you and heard your demands on the show. Still no engagement ring, though, I'm afraid. Love you.
That's a bit mean.
Right, what would you do now, Louis?
P.S. You have a great personality.
Oh, I'd find a new one.
Huh?
Find a new boyfriend.
Are you asking?
No. I think you should find a new one. I'd have brought you in a ring. I'd have got one underway.
You've still got time, Louis. You could pop down the shop.
It's only 10 minutes.
Mm. You can go and get me a ring if you want. It'd be better than the one James gets me.
It really is first come, first served. If you ask...
You mean she's not fuzzy?
Well, no, she's... It's just whoever asks first, she will marry.
Yeah. I think you should play hard to get, Laura.
Right.
You really should with him.
Do you think I'm being a bit too desperate?
Absolutely, yeah.
This is like Radio 1 Surgery with Louis Walsh now. Listen, thank you very much for coming in again today. It's always lovely to see you.
Scott, I have a new book out.
Yeah, I know you've got a book out there. Yeah,